Tom has been amazing, literally from the first time I contacted him when the CPS weren't going to charge for Tony's case, going along and helping us all the way through that, right to the end. And then now, obviously, with this campaign that I've wanted for these tougher sentences, he's been right by our side, supporting us all the way. So he's been absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we all want to stay optimistic and hope that we can make change. Obviously, we know it's a long process. It's not going to happen overnight. But all the time that we're going through this process, it's highlighting that these sentences are so ridiculous and so low that, you know, there needs to be change. I think it's majorly important. When you think of cases of GBH with intent, manslaughter, they all carry a life sentence, maximum sentence. Just because these are children that haven't got a voice of their own, why is it different? You know, these children should be protected. They're our next generation, and they're being abused and by the people that love and should be protecting them from day one, unconditionally. I just think to put the sentences in line with as if it was an adult would help, would be a step further forward. I think there needs to be lots of changes in the early days, so maybe some of these cases don't get to this result, that, you know, that there's more help in the early stages when the children are born, or whether there's a bit more protection, or for when people are convicted of these offences, that the other thing I think that we need to bring about is probably a child abuse register, a bit like a sex offenders register, so that, you know, anybody that's convicted of a sentence against child cruelty with a sentence over 12 months goes onto a register, so that obviously, you know, they can't work with children. They couldn't then move on into another relationship where there's children there, just so that we can protect children later on.